Parshas Nitzavim, Tosis in Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph. Over there, in the end of Masechta Megillah, the Gemara goes through how we break up the Parshias of Hashavua on Shabbosik Hashana. So Tosis says, Nishal bebeis medrash shel Rabbeinu Nisim. Why do we split Nitzavim vayelech? Nitzavim is only 40 psukim. Vayelech is only 30 psukim. This year, when there's a Shabbos in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and then another Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, those two Shabbosim are going to be Vayelech and Hazinu. It would have been more appropriate to maybe put Nitzav and Vayelech together, and as backup, maybe split up Matis and Masei. We made Matis Masei, one long parsha. So Frek Toisvis. So Toisvis brings first, he says, you know, the Yisoid is Tich Lashana Vekila Loisea, and we wanted to end the year with Kisavai. No, so Avada, even more Shver. What's the Nakuda? Why we should have had Matis and Masi split separate. This week would be Kisavai, and then you could have next year Nitzavim Vayelech, Suzamin, and Hazinu. So Tosfos says, no, Nitzavim also has some klolos. Hazinu also does. He says, we want to leave a space, Tich Lashana, but there should be 1 week in between that, not. Then he brings another pshat, there's other pshat, and they say, Parshas Nitzavim specifically is takaroi to be before Rosh Hashanah. It says in the pasuk, "Shoyrish poyre roish v'lana." Shoyrish poyre roish v'lana. Rosh Hatevis shoyfer. Another pshat efshir is that the pasuk says, "Atem Nitzavim hayoyim," and the many svarim bring the makaris from Azoyar. Hayoyim means do yoyim de Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah we're takaroim Nitzavim kulchem lefnei Hashem alekechem, and that's the remez why we want Nitzavim right away before Rosh Hashanah. And then we actually have, so we're going to have a Yelech, and then we actually have another Shabbos of Hazinu. It's interesting, according to some Rishonim, and we don't pass like that, but the Haftorah of Hazinu, which is already after Yom Kippur, it's between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, is again Shuvi Yisrael. It's Nocham of Shuvi. From Yom Kippur and Sukkot is also Tshuva. Echet Tshuva. Now, it's Yedua from Rav Wolfson, he had a whole Arichas on it, but the Tamsis HaDvarim was that Nitzavim Vayelech Hazinu, the Mispar HaPsukim. It's fascinating, and like again, it's another terrorist Tosfos that was splitting Nitzavim and Vayelech. Nitzavim is 40 psukim. Nitzavim is 40 psukim. Vayelech, 30 psukim. Ha'azinu, 52 psukim. Ha'inyan, who? There are some Yidden that are returning to tshuva after 40 days. From Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom HaKippurim is 40 days. The Arboim Yom. Ani ledoidi vedoidi li, yadu as Rosh Tevis Elul. The Soifet Tevis is 40. Yud, 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 yud is 40. That's the Arboim Yoim of the Beinon and Pliim Voimdim. But there are Tzadikim that are Adarab, they have a Yelech. 30. 30 Psukim. 30 days. Rosh Erev Rosh Chodesh, from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Rosh Hashanah. They're already Tzadikim Nechtovim already after 30 days. There are those that even Yom Kippur is not enough and they have to go weiter and they need all the way till Hoshana Rabbah from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Hoshana Rabbah. 52. Hashan, no, it's 51. Then there's 52 days. Hazinu, 52 psukim, 52 days till Hashanah Rabbah. The emes is that the sum total of all of these psukim, 40, 30, and 52, is 122. And interesting, Parshas Kisavei as well has 122 psukim. And there are 122 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Zois Chanukah for the Zois Chanukah stragglers that, not suggested, that's the Teichacha, but the Zois Chanukah stragglers have 122 days. But as we said, Nitzavim is 40 psukim, and every parsha has a remez. The remez for parshas Nitzavim is Levavoi. Levavoi, gematria 40. But what's the inyan of 40? I mean, it does say Levavoi in the parsha, but I don't know if that's what the mechaber of the Rimzei ha Mispar Psukim was mechaben, because the pasuk says, Asher Levavoi poine hayoi me'im Hashem alikov. So I don't know if that's the Levavoi that we're looking for. Maybe it's going on that it says in the parsha at the end, it says, Rosh Hatevis, Lishmoya Bikoiloi Uledovka Boy. That's Rosh Hatevis Levavoi. That maybe is more appropriate, that we want the Levavoi, the side, and it should be a Shlema side. A person has the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara, and it should be both. The Levavoi should be. But the 40 is also Bina, and the 40 is also, the MS is, there's different minhagim of how you blow Tekias. We have Meya Tekias, but there is a Shita that we do 30 Tekias. And then during Chazar Sashat, during Shmones, during the Tefillah itself, we just do 10th. We do Tashrat by Malchias, Tashat by Zechroinus, Tarat by Shoifers. That's the Ikr day that it's brought down. Afterwards, it got Morchav to much more until 100. But the real original was Taka 40 Tekias. And that's also the Levavoi. Now the pasuk says, "Atem nitzavim ayoyim kolchem," and I saw a fascinating idea. It's interesting. There's no Shabbos mevarchim by Chodesh Tishrei. Every Chodesh before the Chodesh, we have Shabbos mevarchim. This week, L'chayra would could have been Shabbos mevarchim. We would be mevarch that it's coming Chodesh Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, but there's no Shabbos mevarchim. Tiku b'Chodesh Shofar b'Kesel ayoyim chageinu. It's hidden. The Chodesh is behalten. There's a day in the Rishonim that we don't even mention the Karbonus of Rosh Chodesh in the davening. There's those that quote Rabbeinu Meshulam that they weren't makriv the Karbonus of Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. That's a much bigger Chodesh. But Karbonim, it's not mudgash in the Tefillah. It's behalten. The Rosh Chodesh is behalten. But the Inyan is even more. The Inyan of Birchas HaChodesh, B'derech Klal, is that every Chodesh is a chain reaction and connected from one Chodesh to the next, and you want to bring in from the end and herald in the end of one Chodesh into the next. But by Rosh Hashanah is Nishtazoi. Hayoim Haras Olam. Today actually is Mamish. Is Chof Hei El. Yoim Tchilas Brias Olam. Adam Rishon was Nivra B'Yoim Hashishi on Aleph Tishrei. But the Tchilas Abriya, Shemaim V'Oretz, of day one of Brias Olam was Taka Chof Hei El. But when we start Brias Olam, it's a total new start. Hayoim Haras Olam, it's a fresh start. Everything is from new. There's no Muskamais. There's no Hanocha that you had something from before. And therefore, there's no mevarch and a chodesh of bringing in from the year before it's starting in Gansen, new. But I saw also brought down in this forum that the inyan is that every month Klal Yisrael gives a bracha. And we mevarch the chodesh that's coming. But by chodesh Tishrei, the Eibishter gives the bracha. And what's the bracha that the Eibishter gives? The bracha that the Eibishter gives is Atem Nitzavim Hayoim Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. That's the bracha. That's why it's always before Rosh Hashanah. And that's the bracha that's heralding in Taka the Rosh Hashanah. But what's the pshat in that gufa? So, interesting their hair, and maybe to touch it up into the pasuk. Rosh Hashanah is very complex. There's a stira about Rosh Hashanah. Mitzad echad, it's a yom of simcha, of shefa, of yomtif, sudis, on mi'idoch gisa, a pachad, moves, kipshuta, yom adin, mi'yichye, mi'yomus. How do we reconcile that? How do we go through to it? The emes is, it's taka brought down in Shulchan Aruch. There's a nidin in the Rishonim already. Whether Rosh Hashanah you're supposed to eat and be sameach, or you're supposed to fast. There's days that there's a tzoim on Rosh Hashanah. But how do we put together the two things? So Efshi, you could say like this. I mean, what's the tzugang? Are we supposed to be freilich or bepachad? How do you juggle both of those things? So you can make it sustal to this Shaila Gufa on another very interesting question. In the beginning of the parsha, Atem Nitzavim Ayoyim, Rashi brings, Kivan Sheshama Yisrael, Tzadi Ches Klolois, and they heard all the Toicha, Hayriku Pneyem, and they got all scared, Hischa Moshe Lefaisa, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mephayis them. Don't worry, Atem Nitzavim Ayoyim Kolchem. V'kan Nishal Hashaila Mamash Apela. The purpose of the Toicha was Taka to scare them. Was the Toicha is not, it's not a Kolayim Rakodesh Baruch Hu Vatron, it's not. So what does it mean, Hischel Moshe Lefaisem, he's Maching Avek? And this is the same question that we're asking us, what's the Tzugang to Rosh Hashanah? With a Pachad or with a Simcha? And it's Ken Zayin that the answer to this question, side the question of what's the Tzugang to the Murkavut, the complexity of Rosh Hashanah, and side the question of what does it mean, Moshe's Mephayis, and smearing away the power of the Toichacha, the answer is Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim Kolchem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. Maybe every word in the pasuk is meramis to a different akuda. First of all, with Torah, Nitzavim is Torah. Vayisyatzvu betachtes ahar. Atem is also Torah. Atem is Emes. Atem is the Rosh Hatevis of Anoichi, the beginning of Aseres Hadibris. Me'emasai, the beginning of Torah Shebal Peh of Mishnayis, and Tana is the first word in Gemara in Brachas. Anoichi me'emasai Tana is Emes. Is Atem. Is Torah. The answer is with Torah, a person can taka be Nitzav. A person has to know that he's oimit to him the Schus HaTorah. Another nekud is that it's oimit for us is the Schus Ovis. It's interesting, Nitzavim, Atem Nitzavim, Nitzavim is Gematria 192. The Ovis HaKadoshim, we know, Beremez, we say on them, Bakoil Mikoil Kol. Avram Avinu, Vashem Berech is Avram, Bakoil. Yitzchak, Vaoichel Mikoil. Yaakov, Yeshli Koil. Bakoil, Mikoil Koil, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Bakoil, Mikoil Koil, Gematria, Nitzavim, 192. The Schus Ovis is what's Nitzav to us. What's Nitzav to us is Nitzavim, the Schus Ovis. So we have the Schus Ovis, and we have the Schus HaTorah. Actually, Parshas Kisavi has 122 psukim. Parshas Kisavi has 122 psukim. We talked about that. And Parshas Nitzavim has 40 psukim, and Parshas Vayelech has 30 psukim. We'll put Hazino on the side. Kisavi, Nitzavim, Vayelech is 192 psukim. Nitzavim. So that's the Nitzavim of standing Durch the Toichacha, is to know Koyecha Toira and the Schosavis. But there's another Nekudam. Atem Nitzavim Hayoim Kulchem. Kulchem is a Nekuda of Achdus. When we are Kulchem, and when we stand ba'achdus, it works different, but we'll get to that behemshech. I first want to still touch up on Atem Nitzavim, Zemayr de Gezach. Another derher, how it's answering. Again, we're telling, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mephayis Klal Yisrael, but there was a Toichacha. The secret is, and Rebbele Lapian writes this, this is the secret, Rashi says, Kivan Shara Moshe, that the Yidden heard the Toichacha, Hoiriku Pineyem. Hoiriku Pineyem. They turned green. They got the message. They got scared. Abrafen emes. Atem is Rosh Tevis Evan Mikir Tizak. They really heard. They heard. They were they're shrucken. They were shooken up. Moshe Rabbeinu says you were shooken up, so you don't have to be worried about the Toichacha. The Toichacha is to really be ma'oyer you, to realize that it's not a joke, and taka, if a person's not going to go in the Richtige Weg, oyem v'noira. But if you get the message, then you got it. The emissaries of Eli Lepian and Lev Elio, he speaks out this Malf Barichas, but then it's a Dover Nifli, he says it's a Mefersha Pasuk. It's a Mefersha Pasuk in the Parsha. The emissaries there was a Toichacha. Yes, listen to the words. I'm saying over Lev Elio, but he's quoting the Pasuk. And we're saying, yes, it was a very scary message, but if you got it, then you don't have to be worried. But it's a catch 22, but again, if you got it, you don't have to be worried. Penya, I'm quoting a Pasuk. Penya, Ishbachem, Ishoi, Ishoi, Mishbacha, Ishavet, Ashol, Levavi, Poina, Hayoim, and he says, Bishri, Risli, Bielech, he's chilled about it, Akol, Beseder. Person like that, and he thinks that's what's going to be. B'shrius li be'elach. Lo yoy v'Hashem s'lo yechloy. Ki oz, yeshan af Hashem v'kinosei b'shahu, v'rov tzaboy kol ha'ola ha'ksuva b'sefer hazeh. Then it's going to be delivered. If you get the message and you don't say b'shrius li be'elach, so then it's hiskel moysha l'vaisam. But if not, the Pasuk says mikra mole. V'rov tzaboy kol ha'ola. So mineyu be'y statement first, that's the yisoid. If you take it seriously. And that's a very important yisoid b'chlal. Sai in the Yemei Elul and the Yemei Rosh Hashanah, not to have a certain kind of adishut, an indifference as a, of an attitude to it. The emesis, it's a mefurish pasuk. I saw it in the Nesiv Shalom also when he talks about this. Anybody quotes a mefurish pasuk in Yirmiyah, Capital Beis. The pasuk says, "Hineni nishpoit oischa al amrcha loichatasi." The ikar mishpat is because your attitude is, I didn't do anything wrong. Hey, Red Zachain. On the amrcha loichatasi alain is good for what the time is. Obrat kama, that you do take it seriously, then you can be besimcha. And then again, answers up how the more kavas, the complexity of Rosh Hashanah. If you understand that it's a riku pineyim, and you accept that, then you could know that it's going to be beseder. Now the pasuk says atem nitzavim hayoyim. We're saying what atem is toira nitzavim. Taking it seriously, there's another nekuda. Atem nitzavim hayoyim. Hayoyim is Rosh Hashanah. The emes is the Zohar brings down that whenever it says hayoyim, it's referring to Rosh Hashanah. And the question is that always true or not? Mineyu bei, it's negay, it's fascinating. In Shulchan Aruch and Simin Tov Kuf Tzadi Zayin, where the Mechaber first brings that one is supposed to eat and be samech on Rosh Hashanah, and they bring the pasuk and the Navi and the Chemia, they're supposed to be tzifrin. But on the other hand, there were Rishonim. The Rosh already brings from Goinim. The Shagas Arya has a whole nidden about this. Whether Fakert is Adarab, but there's Initabit Tzom. So one of the rayas that the Taz brings over there in Tafkuf Tzadi Zayin is because there's a pasuk by Elisha, by Yehi Ayoim, and Elisha comes to the Isha Shunamis, and he's Vatechsek by Lech Alechem, and he eats. And Shtei Tartan Hayoim. And he brings Hayoim means Rosh Hashanah. Now the truth is, a few psukim later, he comes again to the Isha. And that's where the Zohar says Hayoim is Rosh Hashanah. And over there, it doesn't say that he ate. So the Noisa Kalim and Mutzri, the Taz is like playing around. You have to know the Pesukim and Malachim. But I don't want to say no, that whenever it says Hayoim, Hayoim is referring to Rosh Hashanah. And Atem Nitzavim Hayoim also, Hayoim is referring to Rosh Hashanah. So if we have Atem Nitzavim Hayoim, so what's the next step? And this is another Shlav in the Pesuk. How it's going to be a Tzugang to Hayoim, to first day, how you can go through the complexity of Rosh Hashanah and also to understand how Moshe Lefaisam. Kulchem, Atam Nitzavim Ayoyim Kulchem. You know, it's interesting, the Sfarim say, and Rosh Hashanah is called the Yoyim Teruah. The Emes is, it doesn't even say Shofar. Fascinating Zach. It doesn't say Shofar in the Torah in reference to Rosh Hashanah. It says Shofar by Yovel, Vavartem Shofar. On Rosh Hashanah it says Yoyim Teruah. Mitzad, what it says in Rosh Hashanah, you could have understood, it means a trumpet to make some kind of a noise. Now Chazal understood that we make a tzushta from Yovel to Rosh Hashanah, Shavu Yovel Rosh Hashanah, and Yovel is a tzushta to Rosh Hashanah both ways. Rosh Hashanah teaches on Yovel, Gabi certain dinim. Yovel teaches on Rosh Hashanah. Oh, but that it's with a shofar, shteit nor by Yovel, shteit in the shofar. In Tehillim, there's a pasuk, tikkul b'choy, the shofar, b'kesel yom chageinu, b'kesel, the chag, that's hidden. Oh, but in the Torah, it doesn't say shofar. The Torah calls it Yom Teruah. Now, there's many pshatim in Teruah, but there's another pshat, shtekel mu'ab bidrash, but it's in Akuda. Teruah means a lashon of reyus. Ava, ava, achva, v'shalom v'reyus. A Yom Teruah means that on Leil Rosh Hashanah, everyone's ba'achtas. Loi b'chinam, do sometimes even hours after davening, everyone's waiting and saying, Lashon HaToiva, it's chal, with a handshake. It needs, it's not, it's, you have to hold your hand. Yad, 14 prakim pirkei etzpa v'yad, and another yad, the yad is yadid. Yeah, you make it. And then you get koyach, you did. It's called Lagamatria Koyach. It the Lashon HaToiv is Chal, Kaf Menig Yisrael, it's Chal in a... Rav Chaim Kanievsky's Atzal came out the whole night Rosh Hashanah, was being Ma'ach Lashon HaToiv with the people. And he didn't do V'chein Lamar, it was back and forth, they both said. He, in the middle, he was Mafsik Basuda. Most people came much later, they already had finished the Suda. He was still doing it. He said, it's Kedai to get brachas, getting brachas from so many. He didn't want to be Mizbarach, want to be Mivarach. Oh, but it's a Yoyim Teruah. It's not Bechinim that it's a mudgishtik in a kudav. Everyone's ma'achal. The ganze heart's taka l'shana toive. It's yoyim teruah, a yoyim of reyus. A yoyim of reyus. That's another nakuda. At mitzav ma'yoyim kulchem. This idea of kulchem is also a nakuda that you have to realize that if you're not living in your own bubble, you're be'emes shayach to the tzibur. There's a famous vart from Chaim Shmulevitz. He said, quoting his grandfather, quoting the Saba Minavardik, the Saba Minavardik says, we know it says, Beinanim Tluyim Voimdim, right? Tzadikim Anichtav Anichtav Aldim. Beinanim Tluyim Voimdim, Tluyim Kippur, Tluyim Voimdim. What does it mean, Tluyim? His emesis is this interesting chat, parenthetical interruption. Tluyim could mean that, you know, Lichayim is. The opposite of lichayim is lachayim. We know from the Sechta Nedarim when it says a lamed with a patach is loy, lamed with a shva is yeh. So lichayim, the beiner matluyim, it says lamed chayim, but it doesn't say the nakuda. In the piyut it says shloisha svarim minukadim that are in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So the tzaddikim it says lichayim, by the rishayim it says lachayim, and by the beinerim it's tluyim. It's tluyim. It doesn't say the nakuda yet. It has to be nizbarer whether it's going to go to the lichayim or lachayim. Oh, but the Sabbath Nevarik said a different akud. He says, what does it mean, tluyim voindim? Tluyim means like someone that's chayiv misa and he's supposed to be hanged. And he's already, the noose is around his neck. It's mamash and enkamatzev. Don't think, yaseres mechuva. Tluyim voindim, it's beseder. You know, no, you're mamash hanging already. You're hanging there by the noose. And you're tluyim. It's the last minute you're getting off the hook. It's not like be'erich parav nishgiferach. There's a bezunder inyan from an aseres imetshuva in the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. A person bezunder has to give achten. L'maisa, there's my maramuzgar that in the days between Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, it's also kedai. There's 300 and something days between Yom Kippur till Rosh Hashanah. A person also shall give an achten. Between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but it's tluyim v'aymdim. Said Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, yeah. Even that ganef who's about to be hanged, and he has to find the schus, if the king knows that the medina, that the country, the people need him, they'll take him off. If he's nitzruch to the tzibor, they'll take him off. So that's why it's kedai to be a kulchem yid. It's kedai to be someone that other people are tully in you. Other people are tully in your chesed. Because that, a kadosh baruch who makes cheshbonus like that. That even if emes you don't deserve it, but if there are other people that are tluyin b'cha, so your tluyin v'oimdim will get you off that noose. Reb El Lapian writes at a similar zach. He says, it says in the pasuk in Hazinu, Kel emuna ve'ein oval. The Abish does an ish of is a kel emuna, that he does everything with emunas, what you deserve, but ve'ein oval, he doesn't do an avla. Yeah, fashtaitzach, he doesn't do an avla. He's a straight shooter, he doesn't do an avla. No, he doesn't do an avla. And if you're a person that other people are telling you, so even if al pidin, maybe you do deserve to get a certain punishment. But if the chain reaction of what you're going to suffer, not be here or not be here in the right matzav, is going to affect others, the ain aval, the Eibishter won't want to do an aval to the andere. So sometimes that's a cheshbin that the Eibishter will want to what's it called? That's also in the Lagabi, the Etzem Shailov, whether Rosh Hashanah is a pachad or a simcha, the lashon of the Torah is, aval yiklal Yisrael loivshim levonim va'oichlim u'shoisim u'smeichim lefishayoidim sha'akadosh baruch hu oisel lohem neis. Klal Yisrael, as a klal, we are yoidei, yoidim, shakadosh baruch hu lohem neis. As a yochid, pachat pachadim. Or berkulchem, when it's kulchem, then it's a different thing. The pasuk says, lehibit oven biyakov. Lehibit oven biyakov is the same gematria as tzibur. Also the same gematria as rachamim. When the Eibishter sees a tzibur, then he sees them different. He sees them as lehibit oven biyakov, and he's not gonna do what has to go. Another makar to this idea is there's a beautiful medrash tanchuma. It says, atam itzavim kulchem. The medrash brings a mussel. If a person has a kone is a reed. Now a reed is a thin, not so strong thing. It can be easily cracked. But an aguda shel konim, if it's a whole bundle, it's impossible to break it. If they're biyachad. I don't know, this is the medrash of, people don't know what a kone is, what a aguda is, but this nowadays people don't see that. Amol, there's a mussel, a phone book. Very, very thin paper. One paper of the phone book, very easy to rip. But a whole phone book? Gibor Gobo, yeah. Aguda, when it's everyone together, then it's a whole different tzugang. The pasuk continues, Atem nitzovim hayoim kulchem lefnei Hashem alekechem. Lefnei Hashem alekechem is already another nakuda, but it's also a gevaldik yisoid. What's the title lefnei Hashem alekechem? A person has to know to be misbatel himself in ganzen to the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's Yidua, whom aforesaim the raid of the Reb Chaim Volozhin, Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Gimel, Perek Yudbeis, where he says, if a person is misboinin in Einoid Movadoi, with a full shleimus, that in Ganson, nothing else exists, Einoid Movadoi, can come from there, Yeshua, this story with the Briskarov, when he was escaping during the war, that he was poil al Yidei, this memory, this is Yisoid of Lefnei Hashem Alekeichen, when a person is misbatel and realizes that Einoid Mulvadoi and Einlon Lishoin Ella Lavina Shabashamayim, that's another answer to this question that we're talking about. We said that it's called the Yom Trua. So one of the kudu we said Yom Trua was that it's a Yom of Achtos. The Hainu Reus. But there's also another Nakuda. Ashrei Ha'om Yoidei Srua. Srua is a lashon of his oirus. And his oirus is going on the Am. An Am, it says, when a person has a coal, a gacheles, but it could be gacheles, it could be a lebedic gacheles full of fire, or it could be a gacheles that's oimimais, that it's already, it's dimmed. It's not with the full hislavos. But Ashrei Ha'om Yoidei Srua, we have to know that a person could be nisoirer, the yom true is to be ma'oirerim. Hagam, it's interesting, and it's kedai to know, that mitzad echad, Rav Sadia Goin, it's kedai to see in the Machzor, brings 10 inyonim, taimim, reasons, bechinis, in the inyon of the mitzvah of shofar. Mitzad sheni, Yeduam Divrei Rambam, that it says that the Inyan of Shofar is Uri Yishenim Mishinaschem. A person has to realize that Rambam is not on Hilchas Shofar. That Rambam is in Hilchas Tshuva. In Hilchas Tshuva, and even in Hilchas Tshuva, the Rambam prefaces, Afal Pi Shemitzvah Shofar Gzeiras Melechu. Remez, Yesh Bedover Uri Yishenim Mishinaschem. So there's a remez that it's Uri Yishenim Mishinaschem, but the Rambam's bringing that as an akuda, as a remez for Tshuva, but it's not. What is the Iker? Gzeiras Melech. The title of Gzeiras Melech is Rachman Lashkaloshan Agimara, Rachman Amar Tiku. Rachman Amar Tiku. There are Makairis that, you know, a lot of people say that the Shofar is Ma'ir Rachamim. There's a Mahalach that Fakir. The Shofar is Ma'ir Din. Shofar is Ma'ir Din. So why do we do it? Rachman Amar Tiku. when we do Rachmana Amar Tikku, in spite of the fact that we know it's Ma'ir Adin, that's Ma'ir Rachman. Yeah, it's a catch. But yeah, but the Gal is Soib. But that's the Nakuda. One last Nakuda that they say, Lagabi the Trua, the Sfarim talk about this, that there's a famous mushal about a person that felt very far away. He wants to be able to... Side Chassidus Sfarim, other Sfarim, they bring a lot of Sfarim bring this mushal. That a person feels that he's very rochaik from the melech, and there's a lot of mechitzos that are blocking. And the inyan of the shofar is to break those mechitzos. Oh, but the emes is that the mechitzos are dimyan. The mechitzos are dimyan. There's seven mechitzos. There were seven mechitzos by Yerichoi. We say lamanatzeach seven times. The inyan of the, and it's also trua. Trua is a lashon of leroyeya, to shuckle it up. To shuckle up those mechitzos. Oh, but the emes is, then when you shuckle up those mechitzes, afterwards it's nisbar that it was all a dimyan and a person was kariv Hashem l'chol kairov l'chol Hashem yikruv emes, and that's most of the achdus, and it's all one vart, because when a person is in his own bubble and he doesn't see the other person, so maybe he also doesn't see the bashefer, and he thinks there's a lot of things blocking. But when the shofar is mizdakech and breaks down those mechitzes, hen that he realizes that he's as close as possible, not shy chakirv yaseir to the bashefer. And also Mamela, that this achdus, that it's not that he's in it for himself, that he's a chelik of Klal Yisrael. So Akulpanim, that's the bracha. Before Rosh Hashanah, even though there's no Shabbos Mevarchim, like we said, Atem, Torah, Nitzavim, Hayoim, Kulchem, Ba'achdus, Lefnei Hashem Alekeichem, we should be zoicha to aksiv echsim etayim.